American Broadcasting Company presents Paul Whiteman's Forever Tops. Featuring the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus and our singing star, Eugenie Baird. Some songs fade without a memory, but others live on to play on our heartstrings forever. These are the songs which our Dean of Modern American Music plays now. And here he is, Director of Music for the American Broadcasting Company and Master of Ceremonies of the Radio Hall of Fame program, Forever Pops. Forever Tops himself, Paul Whiteman.
Thanks, Pierre André, and friends, welcome to another meeting of the Forever Tops Club. We have a fine list of old-time favorites to review tonight, but first let's welcome our Vice President in charge of lyrics. Let's say hello to our singing star, Eugenie Baird. Well, my little Catalina cutie, how'd you like to hit us lightly with an opening number?
Sure, Pop. As Faust often says, that's precisely why I'm here.
Well, good girl, Jeannie. And so let's flip the calendar back to 1927 and concentrate on a show called Funny Face. That was one of Broadway's top musicals that year.
Well, didn't George Gershwin write the music for that show?
Certainly did, Jeannie. And one of the tunes from that show draws the Forever Tops first spot tonight. It's titled Swonderful. So why not give us your swonderful version of it right now?
Wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love.
Before the meeting goes on much farther, let's open up the minutes of the yearbook 1935 and sort of tweak our memories.
Now you're talking my language, Pop. I can remember some of the songs from that year. Let's see, there was Blue Moon, I'm in the Mood for Love.
Yes, and Red Sails in the Sunset. When I Grow Too Old to Dream, Cheek to Cheek.
As usual, they're all great songs.
Yes, but also, and as usual, there's one that topped all the others for lasting popularity. So while the members are trying to lay their finger on the winning title from 35, Let's turn back to the 1927 book once again.
For another Broadway show tune, Pop?
That's right, G. This time it's a Rodgers and Hart composition from that great show, The Connecticut Yankee. There's the orchestra and chorus to refresh your musical memory with My Heart Stood Still. You know, friends, I consider myself one of the most fortunate musical directors in radio. I have not one, but two wonderful themes. The Rhapsody in Blue that you hear on your Forever Tops Club, and the Warsaw Concerto, which musically identifies the Radio Hall of Fame. Warsaw Concerto was originally written by Richard Adamson for an English motion picture called Dangerous Moonlight, which was released in America under the title of Suicide Squadron. And as the title of the picture was changed in this country, so was the treatment of the concerto. And it has since been heard in many popularized versions. In my opinion, one of the greatest interpretations of the Warsaw Concerto is by a young pianist named Rosa Linden. And I'm proud to say that Rosa is with us in the Forever Tops Club tonight. She's one of the most brilliant young pianists I know, and I'll never forget the great recording she made with my orchestra of the George Gershwin Cuban Overture. She not only played the solo piano part, but also worked out the entire arrangement of that overture herself. And for those of you who are not familiar with her work, there's an even greater thrill in store for you as you hear Rosa Linda at the piano playing the Warsaw Concerto. yes, there they go again, getting impatient. But I don't blame you, chillin'. I know the members are waiting to hear about our Forever Tops winner from 1935. So without further guessing, I'll tell you that the top title is Blue Moon. Yes, sir, Rogers and Hart turned out the winner for 35. But it looked for a while as though the tune would never be heard. You see, the song was originally written for a motion picture that was to star the great Gene Harlow. And the original words of the song were written to fit the story of the picture. But for some reason, Miss Harlow decided at the last minute not to appear in that movie, and Rogers and Hart were left with a beautiful melody and a useless set of lyrics. Well, the boys got busy, wrote some new words for the song, and published it. And the record shows it's been a forever tops ever since. It's an interesting fact that Blue Moon was one of Larry Hart's favorite compositions, and that Gertrude Lawrence sang the original lyrics of this song at a memorial for Larry in March of 1944. So we're proud to add our own tribute to a great songwriting team, as Eugenie Baird brings us the familiar lyrics of the Forever Tops winner of 1935, Blue Moon.
Without a dream of my own. Without a
Well, friends, thanks for listening to Forever Tops. For Eugenie Baird, the orchestra and chorus, this is yours forever, Pops Whiteman, saying good night for all of us.
And join us again next week at this time over most of these ABC stations when the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus will bring you more of the music that is Forever Tops. This is Pierre Andre speaking. Forever Tops is written and directed by Dick Willen and comes to you from Hollywood. For Laughing Out Loud, don't miss the humorous Bill Thompson Show. It's on the air just 5 minutes from now. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.